What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today, sir?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm awake today, so I'm great.
You got that extra 15 minutes of sleep?
Needed.
Were you really asleep before you came on?
Man, I wasn't asleep. You know, when you just wake up, you need a few minutes to get your life together, meditate, brush your teeth, restroom, water in your face, etc. I was like, I need a few minutes. Please give me 7 minutes. You see how I said exactly seven? I didn't say 15. Five, that's 10.
Okay. Interesting.
Story of my life.
It's not fun having wear contacts every day. But the thing is, whenever I actually get up and put them on, it's like I'm up now. The world went from blurry to like sight. I'm generally ready to go. It's like its own little caffeine since I don't do caffeine. But yeah. Find your contacts, Tim. Also, you want to tell everyone about our contacts, our contest, our free giveaway?
Absolutely. So we are giving away free Positive News t-shirts. They're actually really amazing. Shout out to Lopez Creations. Basically, what's going down is if you guys send us in a positive news story like you've all done in the past, leave us a 5-star review on anywhere you're listening to our podcast. A comment would be great as well, too. We will send you out a shirt completely free. We'll pay for the shipping and all of that just so we can spread out this positive news and help grow the Positive News podcast. And plus, again, the shirts are amazing. We redid our logo recently. So it's the new logo on the front, new logo on the back, and it's all paid for by us. So send all your stories. We need them. Tú sabes.
We actually already sent out two. What's funny is neither of us has a shirt.
I was thinking that. I was like, man, I haven't really seen JP to get a shirt yet. It's time. It is time.
Yeah, we should definitely get together and do one of those social media posts this week.
Oh, yeah.
Where
we haven't done a promo shirt. Yeah, we haven't done a promo thing for anything in a while. It is. It's time, though. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we haven't done any social media in a long time, so... Yeah, we need to get together, wear the shirts, talk about it, put it on video. So that's coming soon this week. And whenever we do get your stories, we're going to talk about them all in one episode. And it's going to be great. Kind of like this Not episode.
Cody Absolutely. The Tiger.
Oh,
Frosted Flakes are my favorite.
Really?
They, by far, man. I used to add sugar to Frosted Flakes. I had a problem as a kid, man. I had a problem.
Technically, a lot of Americans have a problem with sugar. Mine was always cinnamon. Still is. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Even though I'm not going to lie, I didn't get Cinnamon Toast Crunch until I was old enough to buy it. We got the cinnamon bags.
Belt.
But now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, it's the same thing. It's just it's a little different, but it's not too much different. We were just all brand washed. So we were like, I want them. And parents were like, no. How about you get the cheaper one that has more in it?
There's more in the bag. That's all I remember as a kid. There's more in the bags. It's the same thing.
What's funny is I didn't get Frosted Flakes either. I got the big bag of the Frosted, whatever they were called. Yeah, only time I got real cereal was at the grandma's house and they had Apple Jacks. Cinnamon.
I remember. I
still enjoyed it.
All the adults liked Apple Jacks when I was a kid too, now that I think about it. It's like, that's a one box of cereal you can't touch. And I don't want that cereal.
I definitely wanted the Apple Jacks. We didn't have Fruit Loops, we had Fruity O's. We do have positive news stories, so yeah, leave us a like, share, comment, review. What do you have for your first story, Tim?
Man, I'm going to talk about a name by the name of Fusinao Cisse. He made headlines in France after risking his life to help some people that were trapped on a top floor apartment. So he was inside of his apartment with his family and he noticed there was a fire. And what he decided to do was, let's get out of here. He took his family, was getting ready to exit the building whenever one of his neighbors said, there is somebody trapped on the top floor. Please help, help. They need help. And without hesitation, my man decided, I need to go up there and see if I can help. So he climbs up to the top floor where this family was. It was a family of six, a mother, a father, and six children, two of which were infant age, babies. Mr. Fusenau saved the entire family without hesitation, goes downstairs, everybody is okay, he gets treatment, and now he's being praised as a hero. I thought this story was amazing because, as myself, I have a wife, I have two children, and if an emergency situation happens, I've put plenty of thought into it. I'm going to do what I can to make sure my family is okay. He took it a step further, and took care of not only his family, but strangers that were in need. I thought it was beautiful. And one of the best things about it, people are actually putting in paperwork to help Mr. Cisse get his citizenship because he was not a citizen. But now after saving this family, they're pushing efforts towards getting him and his family citizenship so he can live in Paris without any issues or looking over his shoulder. And I think that's amazing in itself too. Not that he was saving this family for that. I'm just glad something positive came out of it for him and his family.
In the words of Tim, positivity leads to more positivity, right? Isn't that right, Tim?
Absolutely. Quotes by Tim.
Also, we're in Oklahoma. It's a little warm outside, right? Have you been to the pool yet?
A kiddie pool? Oh, no. I took my daughter to a daddy-daughter date one Friday this summer, so that was the only pool time I've had. Yeah, absolutely. It was a good time.
Okay. It gets really warm in Paris as well, and they actually just reopened their Seine. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Seine River for public swimming for the first time in 100 years, Tim. They reopened the river for public swimming. It was so disgusting for the past century that they didn't let anyone swim in it. City government was like, that might be an issue. Put in the efforts starting about 5 years ago to get the river cleaned out in the Paris section. Got it cleaned. And now, for the first time in 100 years, people can swim in it. There's three sections of the river where you can swim. One is by the Eiffel Tower, one's by the Notre Dame Cathedral, the other one's by the Biblique, probably mispronounced that, National de France. Swimming zones offer a space for 150 to 300 people to sunbathe and swim, and they're completely free.
They started cleaning this river 3 years ago, JP?
Yeah, for the first time in 100 years.
That's wild, though. That's wild. For 100 years, nobody swam in it. Then in 3 years, all of a sudden, it's swimmable. Man, that's crazy. That's a beautiful, crazy story.
Just shows that everything is savable. Doesn't matter if it's a person, a river, an animal. Everyone has potential. I sound like that, man.
There has to be conscious effort into making our environment better. So shout out to Paris for that one.
Paris with a combo news story. What do you got, Tim?
Man, this one's coming out of Illinois. I have a young 15-year-old by the name of Vincent Gonzalez. I like this story because I know we can relate to this story. So Vincent loved to play basketball. He kept sneaking into this gym that he used to have a membership at, but his membership expired. He would go in, he knew the routine, and sometimes he would get in and nobody would notice. And then there was other times where they're like, man, your membership's expired. You can't be in here. There's a manager by the name of Justin. And he kept catching Vincent. Justin finally, after the third day in a row catching Vincent, was like, look, if you come back in here, I'm going to call the police. So Justin decided, you know what? I have his picture. I'm going to leave it here on the front desk. I'm going to tell the staff, hey, if you see him again, call the police. One of Justin's days off on the fourth day, Vincent decided, I'm going to sneak back in. Sneaks back into the gym, gets caught, and the person at the front of the desk decided to call the police. And that's when Officer Mario Valenti shows up. Mario Valenti decided, hey, what's going on? Why are you sneaking into this gym? Vincent said, look, I can't afford my basketball pass. I can't afford my gym membership. I just want to play basketball. I love it. Vincent was honest about it. And Officer Mario Valenti, who I think is amazing, decided, you know what? Let me go to this front desk, talk to the person up there, and asked, how much will $150 get him? Of course, everybody at the front desk and the staff is shocked. What are you talking about? How much will $150 get him? He repeated. The man replied, about 3 months. So he pulled out his wallet, paid $150, and paid for Vincent to play basketball for the next 3 months, and told the people at the desk, look, I would rather have him in here playing basketball in this gym than being out here doing God knows what in these streets. Of course, the staff felt inspired. The owners of the gym heard about it and wanted to reach out not only to Vincent, but to Mario Valenti. They actually ended up paying for Vincent to to have a membership for the next 6 months at the gym because they were so inspired by Mario Valenti's actions. I love this story all around because, JP, you and I grew up playing basketball. We still see kids out in these streets when we drive past parks playing basketball. So we've been in Mr. Vincent Gonzalez's shoes at 15 years old, literally. But I've never been on the other side to see an officer actually help out a situation like that. And to see that this is happening now, I think this is beautiful because Mr. Valenti did not have to do. And to me, he's a hero in my eyes.
I don't know if that story is true because Tim could have just pulled it from one of our stories when we were younger, except the cops paying for it. If I know it's true, because gyms didn't cost $50 a month whenever we were a kid.
Facts.
But I remember multiple times, like one time, like we went from a gym to outside playing soccer and the cops showed up and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, we were all like playing soccer like at 2 a.m. and I'm like, we were like, yeah. They're like, don't be loud. It's better to know the things you could be doing. And we laughed, like, legitimately laughed. And I was like, yeah, not wrong. 100% not wrong. I knew where you were going with the story. It's great. And it's the truth. Like, I've said this before on the podcast, but every friend I've ever made was because of basketball in some way, shape, or form. So, shout out to everyone involved in that story. Hopefully, my man's 15 and get a job at 16 and pay for that gym membership. We're halfway through, so we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I am super grateful. I'm not too grateful for my neighbor cutting his lawn right now. It's pretty loud, but I'm super grateful for random acts of kindness. I was wearing a OKC Comets hat. It's our minor league baseball team that we have here in Oklahoma City. The family and I went to a baseball game on the 4th of July, watched the fireworks and all that good stuff. But as I'm wearing this hat to work, one of our customers comes in and is like, hey, you like the Comets? Yeah, I actually went to my first game. It was a good experience. He's like, man, my dad works in some position, knows too many people. He can always get free tickets. Man, do you want any free tickets? I can get you some. I'm like, yeah, sure, that'd be cool. This man proceeded to come in 2 more times throughout the week, not only to remind me that he'll give me free tickets. Yesterday, he was like, look, let me get your phone number. Text me what game you want to go to. My dad said he'll get you any tickets you want. How many tickets do you want, etc. I have not texted back because I'm just scared. I really don't know what to say. I feel if I see him again, I'll just be like, all right, I'll take 2 tickets. But I thought it was really nice. I was like, he's really set on just trying to make good experiences with myself and my kids. And I thought that was really cool because he's into baseball, but he's not asking anything for it. He just said, man, you've always been nice to me when I'm in here. So I just, if I can pay it forward, I definitely pay it forward to you. So I thought that was cool. Shout out to Sean for being a nice man.
I'm going to be grateful for Tim for his positive attitude because we used to work around each other a lot. And what's funny is that, I don't know if you realize, Tim, but I shaved the side of my face. And I was like, I never do that because we already did mistaken too much. But I was like, screwed right. It. So a couple of times this past month, people have been like, JP, you have a really positive attitude. And I'm like, I'm JP. I wouldn't say JP. They're like, hey, man, you have a really positive attitude towards things. And I'll be like, I'm JP, not Tim. That's what I tell people. That's my first response. They're like, yeah, you're really persevering. You got a great attitude. And I'm like, oh, you must think I'm Tim right now. It's Tim. So that's you. And the fact that people are like actually commenting on my positive attitude, but that never used to happen whenever you were around more often, just goes to show your positive attitude, because I've never been offered free anything in any of the stores. Let me just throw that one out there. The fact that you're like, oh yeah, kindness, blah, blah, blah. No one is, let me take down your number to get free stuff. People are like, let me take down your number so I get a discount. That's what I
do. No, that's a fact. Maybe shaving the side of your face a little bit, man, is bringing the positivity out. They can see it in the cheeks, man.
I know, it's the hairline and the youthful cheeks. What can I say?
Oh, I don't want to do hairlines. I'm losing it, coach. I'm losing it.
So you just did a story about a rescue in its own way with the police officers taking the next step, doing the right thing, and helping out the youth. I'm doing a story about four brothers on the 4th of July. imagine four kids in your household, Tim, from 12 to 4, all boys. In Detroit, Isaiah, Elijah, Calvin, and Jabari. You know what they were coming back from? Playing basketball, going back home, and they look at a neighbor's house. They see something that's a little crazy. They see a 1 and 2 year old walking around on the roof. They had opened the window and were walking around on the roof. And Tim, you have had toddlers. You know how you can't.
There's no controlling them. They're the boss.
You can't let them leave your side or they'll actively do something crazy. And so the four brothers, the oldest is afraid of heights. He runs to a neighbor's house. So the oldest brother's like, run to the neighbor's house. They tell the young brothers to go knock on the door. They're knocking on the door. No one's answering. Neighbor pulls out a ladder, puts it down. She's going to go up there. She's terrified. Oldest two brothers are like, no, we got this. Called the younger brothers to hold it down at the bottom. They went up there, grabbed the 1 and 2 year old, kind of pushed them through the window, because you know how boys, you know, boys will be boys. Like, get through the window.
Older sibling things, for sure.
Yes, 100%. And ended up saving their lives, because they were like almost about to fall off. They were trying to hold on. Of course, the neighbor called the news. They got interviewed. And the boys who were, if you've ever been around 11 to a 13-year-old kid, especially a boy, they're going to say something really honest. They're like, we were just hanging out. We wanted to pop fireworks on 4th of July. We saw someone up there. We weren't trying to be heroes. We weren't trying to get in trouble. We were just trying to do the right thing. So simple, so basic, and it just goes to show, like, the youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast.
My favorite is his response, we weren't trying to get in trouble. He had to make sure he said that. I felt that in my soul.
Me too.
Oh, man. Even when you do something right sometimes as a teenage boy, you just did it wrong. So I felt that, but, man, you are a hero. Shout out to all you guys.
Yeah, I remember elementary school caught on fire. Like fifth grade, told my mom, I was like, I didn't do it. What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
Oh man, my last positive news story is coming out of Florida. This one was, it caught me off guard. I passed it up like 3 times until I read it, and I was like, oh, this is definitely positive truth worthy. So what I have is a lifeguard by the name of Chase Hunter. He actually went into the water because a crowd of people were screaming about somebody drowning. When Chase went out there, he realized it was a deer. So he has his board with him. He's running out there and he's like, a deer, what is going on? He swims out there with the board. The deer is acting a little frantic, but he ends up pulling the deer onto the board and he starts swimming back to shore. Another lifeguard by the name of Leo Peters actually went out there to help as well, to push the board to the shore. This deer was frantically, it was drowning. Nobody knew how it got out there into the water. Nobody knows how long it was in the water. All the lifeguards knew is they needed to help this deer. There's actually videos and pictures of them swimming, getting the deer, struggling with it, and then getting it to shore, where they released it near the foresty area that was near the beach. They decided they didn't want to release it right next to the water just in case it freaked out and went right back into the water. But I wanted to share this story here because these lifeguards are known for saving humans' lives, not animals. And today they saved an animal's life and they didn't hesitate about it. And to me, I thought that was amazing because we all have feelings out here. We're all living beings. And they showed that everyone and everything and every animal matters. So shout out to Chase Hunter and Leo Peters. You guys are the lifeguards of the day on the Positive Truth Podcast.
First of all, Tim, you said one unfactual thing. Deers are never frantic. They would never panic. They're the most chill animals.
I'm not around too many deer, but yeah, we definitely know that sarcasm was real, JB.
That's why, like, when you said that story before we started, I was like, how do you save a deer? Deers will actively try to save themselves and make situations worse. So I don't know
Chase
how
Hunter,
they pulled that one off.
Chase Hunter calmed it down by talking to it. He said that he was speaking to the deer while he was on the board. I'm here to save you. please relax, is what he was quoted saying. Please relax.
Okay. I'm going to follow that one up with a story about a Minnesota wildlife reserve. It's called Northwoods Wildlife Rescue. The wildlife rescue, it's run by a lady named Julie Dickey. And her story is that she was working in the forest and whenever she was younger, like maintaining forest rescue. And she realized with a lot of animals, there's nowhere to send them if something bad happens. If it's like a kitten, a puppy, and like it's abandoned or something, you send it to the pound, you can usually give them away. But with other animals, it's really hard. So for instance, they recently got dropped off 11 fawns that needed to be bottle fed with special formula because their deer, like their mother, was gone. That's the kind of rescue she does, to piggyback you off of your deer story. So now she's, every time she gets animals in, it's her 15 other volunteers. They just research, study, save. They just got in the 15 fawns. They also got in a baby otter. Baby otter, they're like, okay, what do we need to do? Call the conservation officer. And they're like, for one, it needs surgery. Paid for the surgery. Got it healed. And then every time they save these animals, they send them back out to the wild. They've been doing it for 15 years.
Wow.
I think it's really awesome. They have stories from ducks to squirrels to otters to fawns, everything in between. It's all like Julie basically started it just in her garage, and it's just expanded to this whole shed. One thing I've noticed in life is that whenever you're presented a problem and you're determined to fix it, your education definitely helps, but that passion and grit goes much further. And her doing this, saving injured and orphaned animals for years and then throwing them back out into the wild, is just amazing. And since you were talking about deer, I want to talk about her 11 deer she just saved here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Yeah, I was speaking about a random save, and she's a career saver for all animals. Shout out to Julia. That's amazing. I don't know anybody else doing anything like that. I don't think I've read another story where people are randomly saving any type of animal. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but it's just, wow. To take the time and effort to do the research and then follow through with actually helping and releasing them. Out here doing God's work, man.
God's work. Do you have God's quote before we get out of here?
Not a quote by him, but a quote by Tim. A negative mind will never give you a positive life. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.